Det här är live i P3 med God Machine, inspelade på Hultsfredsfestivalen i somras. Och senaste låten här heter Home, hitten från God Machines debutalbum Scenes from the Second Story. Och medan publiken applåderar för att få höra lite mer av God Machine, så tänker jag ringa till Robin i London och höra vad de har haft för sig sedan i somras.
Hello?
Hello, is this Robin?
Yes.
Hi Robin, I'm Nene from Swedish Radio.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. I have a studio now, and I'm living in my studio, and I was up until 7 o'clock working with this band. So I just, but don't worry, you didn't wake me up. I've been up for about an hour now. So.
Oh, I'm glad to hear, and I don't interrupt something important, I hope.
No, it's okay.
Okay, I read somewhere that you've been in Prague, actually.
Yeah, we've been in Prague, and we had written almost an entire album out there. So what we did is we took like a little studio out there. And there's a building called the Obecny Doom, which is right in the center of town. It was there. It's like a cultural center, and it was built in 1914 for the Czech government to sign in their Declaration of Independence. We had met some people there through a couple of our Czech friends that were actually renting the bottom two floors. And they gave us this big space to just allowed us to do kind of anything that we wanted to with it. And so we built a studio in there. And so we'd be writing music downstairs, and the president of Václav Havel of the Czech Republic would be like upstairs watching a symphony or something.
Oh, great. Sounds like a fantastic environment.
Oh, God, it was great. It was fantastic.
Why did you go to Prague to do this?
Well, we'd been to Prague before. And it was because they just recently become westernized. It's like the attitude that people have there is it's really different, and it's really young. Do you know what I mean? And so because it's kind of hard when you're in London or say New York or someplace like that where the scenes are really so small that you're like everything you do is always under kind of scrutiny. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Everybody's mm-hmm. always kind of analyzing what you're doing and trying to get involved. Excuse me. And so what we want to do is by going to Prague, we just wanted to get away from all of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you feel like that environment has influenced the music you have written down there?
Well, it's kind of hard to say because musically it hasn't influenced the way that our music sounds, but I think it influenced the way that we approached our music and kind of therefore our music sounds differently now. It's quite different. It's almost drastically different. Some of it's almost kind of country in a way or something.
What country? That's hard to imagine.
It's more like Neil Young.
Yeah.
You know, like Off Harvest or something like yeah. that, where it's real kind of sparse and real. It's real kind of slow and real gentle. Do you know what I mean?
It's hard
to explain. I mean, don't get me wrong, we still have we have some extremely heavy songs as well, but now whereas on the last album it was just so dense, and there's only a few spaces where you actually had any chance to breathe. Yeah. Now it's kind of the whole album has actually kind of just opened up a bit more. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. It's gonna be pretty exciting.
That's great, Robin.
Okay, then.
Thanks a lot, and good luck with everything. And I'll keep my eyes very open for what's going on with you.
Yeah. Hopefully, we see over the summer then.
I hope so. And say hello to Ron and Jimmy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Ja, de har alltså varit i Prag där de har totat ihop material till en ny skiva. Genom goda vänner fick de låna en lokal i någonting som numera är ett kulturhus i Prag. Det är en gammal jugendbyggnad som byggdes 1914 för undertecknandet av Tjeckoslovakiens självständighetsförklaring. Och Robin berättade hur de höll på att repa där i källarvåningen medan Václav Havel satt en trappa upp då och lyssnade på en konsert. En väldigt stimulerande omgivning. Och en av anledningarna till att de åkte till Prag, det var att eftersom Prag så nyligen har blivit vad vi kallar västeuropeiskt, så har de en väldigt ofördärvad syn på musik. Som Robin uttryckte det, om de spelar någonting för dem så är det verkligen första gången de hör det, för de har aldrig hört God Machine förut. Och det gav dem ett annat sätt att se på sin musik. Så nya plattan låter ganska annorlunda jämfört med den förra. Soundet är ju fortfarande God Machine, men det är inte så massivt. Om förra plattan var som en tegelvägg så är den här plattan mer som en glasvägg. Man kan se igenom den även om den är massiv. Förhoppningsvis så blir den här nya plattan klar före sommaren, och då får vi kanske se dem igen på någon festival eller så. Hoppas det. Nu tycker jag att Hudsreds publiken har klappat nog, så vi låter God Machine fortsätta lite tag till med ett par trevliga extra nummer.
Tell you what. I'm gonna do a mellow one first. Probably gonna bum you guys out, I know, because you're all a bunch of thrashers, but we know you've got feelings. Thank you for whoever threw the roses up on stage. That was nice.